Thank you. That's a jubilee.
Amen.
I better cuss. Let me sit down. I just keep singing.
Amen.
Well, maybe I just keep making a joyful noise to the Lord. That's the best I can do for you.
Amen.
Are you happy for the revival that's in your soul tonight?
Amen.
Amen. Come on, be a little happier than that.
Amen.
Lord, we're sitting together in heavenly places. How can we not be happy?
Amen.
How can we not be joyful to see all that the Lord's doing for us and where we're at and get to get together and rally around the word with like saints that Amen. Love this message with all their heart? Truly, it's a jubilee. You know what? I'm glad to know God's provided way.
Amen.
Amen. What a service that we had Wednesday night.
Amen.
To hear that message that God truly has a provided way. And he says, only the ones that were ordained
Amen.
From the foundation of the world will recognize that voice and know what it is.
Amen.
Only those are the only ones. He said, to the rest of them, they don't understand. He said, they're blinded to it. He said, just like the Jews, they were blinded. They don't even know. But to us that are ordained, it's the real revelation
Amen.
Of Jesus Christ in our day.
Amen.
That we recognize who he sent,
Amen.
And then we recognize who we are.
Amen.
Because it's the same. I was just telling Brother Samuel in the back, I was listening to Brother Branham, he was talking about, he said, husband and wife. He said, it's not two. He said, in the beginning, God created man.
Amen.
And then he said, it was woman. It's the same. So is the bride of Jesus Christ. We're not different. We're part of him.
Amen.
We are him. We got this fleshly body that we live in, and we're here for a small period of time. But we are him, like the woman, the bride of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It just thrilled my soul.
Amen.
Every time I think about that and recognize that we should. Once we recognize who that we are, there's no stopping us.
Amen.
Amen. I'm happy for that. This message is that we know that God's provided a way is the message that God sent a prophet, and it was the Holy Spirit speaking through him.
Amen.
Abraham says that's what's always the stumbling block, and we talked on it the other night. People can't get in the way, the flesh, it gets in the way. We don't worship the man, but is the God in the man. God had a provided way. He
Amen.
Sent that prophet.
Amen.
That was him. He said he could have spoke through anything, but he chose man.
Yeah.
And it was always man from the beginning of time that he chose to bring the word. So if you don't recognize that, he said, that was his provided way to doing it. And what are we doing? We're swarming together.
Yeah.
GK said Wednesday night, he says that it was those ducks. He says the honk. We know our leader.
Yeah.
We know that honk.
Yeah.
When he honks, all he has to say is, good morning, friends. That's a good honk. That's a good honk. He said that honk is what brings those ducks and those geese together.
Yeah.
He says, born and never been off that pond. We're going down avenues we've never been before. But when that leader honks and he says it, we all rally together. We all come together around his word. He said, for what? We're getting ready to take flight.
Amen.
He says, they swarm, they get together, and they get closer and closer. And he says, then all at once, he says, that leader takes off. He says, when that leader takes off, he says, every duck on that pond takes straight off for him.
Amen.
He says, they follow that lead duck all the way to Louisiana.
Amen.
But you got to be careful. He said, remember that story he told about? He said that there was that crazy duck. He said, that goose, he says, he went all the way to Canada. Or he went to overseas. He said, they're still over there.
Amen.
He says, they didn't follow the right honk. You got to follow the right honk.
Amen.
I know my honker.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. I love what Brother Branham said, and what I do feel is that I need more. Can we all say that? Lord, I need more. I need more of you, Lord Jesus. And that's what I want to be is in our lives. And it's the reason that we're even here tonight. And he says that how it is, he says, we got to take it from like a little baby. He says, what's a little baby do when he wants more? He said he cries for it.
Amen.
Crying out for it.
Amen.
And he said, how long does that baby cry? He says, until it gets what it wants.
Amen.
And that's the way we got to do it. Just cry out for it. If we really want it, if we want something bad enough, it's something how we are as humans. When you want something bad enough, you'll go to the whatever it takes to get it. It doesn't matter what it is. You'll make sacrifices. You'll do everything. If we could put in sometimes enough sacrifice that we make a sacrifice to get the iPhone 6 plus, to get more of the Holy Spirit, we'd be doing good. You will. You'll do anything you can. Oh, I got to have it. I just got to have it. There's things in our lives we feel and we go after it and we do it. This word is what we want. That's what we want to go after. Lord, let nothing stand in the way. I want to cry for it day and night until I get more of it. Amen. We thank the Lord that's what we're doing. Is we've been talking about getting the trash out of the way, trying to get closer and to be like Him. And it just struck me this afternoon, a little project that we're working on out at Still Waters, is that the water out there is terrible. It's really hard and it's got a lot of calcium and stuff in it. I was thinking, Lord, that's just kind of like us. You know, you get the big debris out of the way and get the trash and everything else, but the water's still not good. We need to go through an RO system. You guys know what an RO system is? That reverse osmosis? It's supposed to be the greatest filtering system that there is out there. It takes all the chemicals out, I think. It takes the taste out, the bad taste, and it takes all the microorganisms out so you can just have pure water. Amen. This word is our RO system. It's what purifies us, that bride. And it says it takes a lot for that water to go through that system because it really pounds that water through it. And it's a slow process to go through those filters to get the impurities out. But when it comes out at the other end, it's just pure water with no trash, nothing in it. All the big logs are gone, all the driftwood's gone. But sometimes it's those microorganisms that really hurt us that we need to get out. So let's just get more into God's RO system and get everything out. And it's neat on the other end that they say with drinking water, with an RO system, that sometimes because it's taken everything out, that to get the taste back in, they add minerals. So it'll taste good. And that's what the Holy Spirit, He gets everything, all the world, all the trash out of the debris, get that all out. Then the Holy Spirit, He comes in and adds minerals to us. So we taste good. We taste good. There's a parallel for everything in the natural to the spiritual. It's just there. But there is a time for everything. You believe that?
Amen.
It's what that prophet told us. That even when He made the promise to Abraham, there was a time for it. He'd give him the promise, but he had to wait for a long time. God had to prove. He was going to prove to who He was. It was to Moses and the children of Israel. He made a promise to him. As soon as they come out, I'm going to give you a land with milk and honey. They hunted for that, waited for that land of milk and honey for 40 years. He promised it, but it had to come to pass. There was a time for it. There has to come a time for the past where it is the fulfillment of the word. He said, and what He did each down, He said, He always had those prophets and the sages coming all the way back. He wanted to rebuild that church. When Adam, he forfeited everything. He says, every time you hear an ambulance, every time that there's a death, every time you're sick, every time that there's sorrow, He said it was because of that failure back there. So He started then to start rebuilding. And He says He sent along and He come down, He says, with all them promise. But then He says that when the full manifestation of the word come, He came in Christ. He said that was the full manifestation of the word when Christ come to earth. But then after He did that, that was the beginning of the restoration of the church. That just started it. He had to come and give His life. The whole thing that we're here tonight for and taking the communion is remembrance of that night, of what happened, of what He did for us. That's what it's all about. But that's where it began. And He says, then He sent in reformers. He says, the reformers were the first one. He said, with Luther and Wesley. He said, they weren't prophets. He says, they were just reformers. He was starting to build that church a little bit at a time. And then He come to the end in our time. Then He said He sent His angel down. That great messenger, He said, that He could only entrust to all the mysteries so that we would know it. Then that's who He sent in our time. He said it had to come into its right, proper time. And that's right now. That is, He says, that bride has to come into its full manifestation. That bride is woman. We are part of Christ. We are Him. That's that full manifestation of the word. He said He would restore all again as it was. When is that time? When is the time going to be for that full manifestation? When is that going to happen? When is the hour? What is the time? What is the day it's going to happen? You want to know? Got your joy shoes on?
Amen.
Because this is rich.
Amen.
This is what he just said the other night. Those things that we're seeing today couldn't happen 20 years ago or 40 years ago. It's today.
Amen.
It's today it's happening. Today. Amen. Today. Tonight. Tonight. He said, this is the hour. This is the time. Now is the time. It's fulfillment. Why? God promised it, and here it is.
Amen.
Amen. He says, this is the Jubilee year. When we're set free, now is the time. We believe that in the scriptures. Everybody says, well, he said that. It came in my mind. They were talking. Remember on the news media? That they talked, whatever it was, 3 or 4 years ago, said that, you know, those people listen to those same old tapes over and over and over again. And it just thrills my heart, man. It's like, praise the Lord. I sure do. Over and over and over again. Amen. That's the ones that he's quickened, that recognize who that messenger is. That recognize that you do over and over again. It's so ridiculous, then you might as well throw the Bible out. It's crazy. But we do, but now is the time. And that prophet had to speak those words. It's the things that said like Moses. He spoke it, but it was years later that it fulfilled.
Amen.
Abraham spoke it years ago, but then it was years and years and years before it was fulfilled. So God's prophet, he had to speak these things. He had to speak what he said. Now's the time. Sometimes he said it was a double meaning. It was the time right then. God's prophet right then. It was happening right then. He said, what happened 40 years ago, 20 years ago? It couldn't happen. It was right then when he was preaching that word. It had to be fulfilled. But it has a dual meaning, because just like with John the Baptist, he said, the great and dreadful day of the Lord that it was when John that was be destroyed. He goes, it didn't happen. He says, that's what it had been. He goes, Malachi 4 was now. Now is the time. But it had to be spoken. So when he said that now is the time, it's now. It is literally right now. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
No wonder we're so happy. And we can't help but be happy. And I do, is like Brother Branham said, that big swarming. And it's only this message that can bring the bride together.
Amen.
It's not me. It's not Brother Samuel. It's not somebody else. It's the Word.
Amen.
The Word is what brings them together.
Amen.
I told Brother Samuel sitting in there, it's like, you know what? If the Spirit got on me, it's like, hey, we're doing pretty good. Let's go out. Let's start our own little thing, and I'll just start doing all this. We would be, to phrase my friend back here, we'd be zero.
Amen.
We'd just be zero. But it's the message that brings the bride together. It's the Word and its season that brings everything together. Laying that platform so that we can feast upon this manna, the spiritual food that's stored up for us. And I'm happy to be one of them with you. Together in heavenly places, rejoicing, thanking the Lord for all that He's done for us. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Are you looking forward to communion tonight?
Amen.
Are you prepared for communion tonight? Amen. Well, great things are going to happen. Because the prophet of God said, when you come prepared and you come ready for it, then things have to happen. It's not make-believe. It's happening right now. And I'm thankful for that. We have a baby dedication, or a couple of them that's going to be. But right before, as they make themselves to get ready, I do want to make an announcement. If the Lord willing, we will be having this coming Wednesday night service. But next Sunday, the June 12th, and Wednesday, June the 15th, and we'll be posting it on the internet, there will not be services. In order that, what we want to do is, the voice of God is going to be closing down for vacation time. And there's quite a few of the folks that are here from the voice of God taking their vacations, and a lot of our deacons are part of it. And I want to give the opportunity so Brother Samuel and myself can take off. So we're just going to shut down church. We'll be posting messages to be listening to while we're away. But it, again, we'll have Wednesday night service coming up. But the following Sunday, which will be the 12th, and Wednesday the 15th, there will not be no services. But we will post that on the internet for you. And I hope that that's okay with you. I talked to the brothers about it and asked them that what they thought about it. And of course, we hate to cancel service that when we do. But it is that we're always in the Word.
Amen.
There's no substitute to be united together and to be here. That's what brings us together. But it is nice that the Lord, that we're able to, we can still rally around the Word.
Amen.
Just like we're rallying around the Word with people that are streaming in tonight all across the world. How wonderful.
Amen.
That we can all sit down at one time and hear the same message. How that prophet loved that. We're doing the same thing. He loved that. He said that phone hookup.
Amen.
He loved it.
Amen.
Because he could bring that bride together at one time to hear his word at one time.
Amen.
That's all that we're doing. Exactly what that prophet of God, what he did, is what we want to do. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. So let's sing our baby dedication song as they'll bring the little ones in. Bring them in. Bring them in. Bring them in. Like that's where Billy Paul, would you come up here tonight?
Bring them in, bring the little ones to Jesus. Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin.
Gracious Heavenly Father, what a privilege and honor it is, Lord, to stand here tonight in your presence, Lord. In this family that brings this little token that you've given to their lives, Lord Jesus. What a little joy, Lord Jesus, that you know how you are the giver of good gifts, Lord. And Father, as they've come tonight to place her back into your hands, Lord Jesus, we just pray, Lord, that you would just come down, Lord. Bless them. Be with them, Father. May they raise the child up in the admonition of your word, Lord Jesus. May you always be the guest at their home, Lord. And may you bless this child, Lord. Keep your hand up over it to watch it, protect it, and to keep it, Lord. And Father, if there is a tomorrow, we know there will be children that will be raised up that, Lord, will keep serving you in this message. Bless and be with them now, Lord Jesus, as we take her and we commit her back into your hands and of the dedication to service to you. We ask it in the precious and lovely name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Special for this guy right here. Great grandbaby. Oh, goodness.
Bethany Love?
Mm-hmm. Bethany Love. It is love. Oh, put that passy back in, please, quick. I see smiling. Yeah, yes, he's smiling. Oh, you. Oh, don't you spit it out again. Better put it in. She don't. Okay. Keep it in. Wonderful. Let's bow our heads. Father, how great thou art, Lord. Father, truly you do know how to give good gifts, Lord. Father, this little token of love, Lord, that you give to this family, Lord. How precious, Lord. And now in obedience to your word, Lord, that they brought her here today to place her back into your hands for a life of service, Lord, to you. You give her to them, now they're giving her back to you. Lord, may you bless and be with her, Lord. Bless her life, Lord. May she be a testimony. If there is a tomorrow, that she would raise up, Lord, to love you with all of her heart and to serve you. May others look at her, Lord, and see you, Jesus Christ, living in her, Lord. Bless the family, Lord. And all through their lives, Lord, may you always be there with them. Father, as they raise their children to love you and to serve this message with all their heart. Bless and be with them now, Lord, as we take her and we commit her into your hands, Lord. Be with her. Watch her, Lord. Protect her. Keep your hand up over her. When the mom and dad can't be around, Lord, you'll always be there, Lord. Your angels encamping around about her, Lord Jesus. Bless and be with her now as we place her back into your hand for a life of service. We ask it in the name that's above all names, the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Fields of sin, bring them in, bring them in, bring the little ones to Jesus.
I'll pray. Let's stand up. Isn't he wonderful? He's so good to us. How precious is it to be in his presence tonight? Let's just bow our heads as we want to welcome him to be here with us tonight. We know that he's here because each one of us, we brought him with us. We're so happy for that, Lord. We're so happy that we can stand in your presence. We're so happy to know that, Lord, that the request that we have upon our heart, that you're here to meet every single need. You are the great I Am, Lord Jesus. We've had many requests that have come in. We know that Father knows each and every one of them before they were written down. He knows the ones that are not written down. He knows you that are out there that are listening in tonight, the needs that you have upon your heart. But we are the bride of Jesus Christ. We are that royal seed of Abraham. We are that predestinated people. And we believe that when we ask, that we have what we ask for. Because it's his promise. It's his word. Not our word. If it was just our simple word, it would fail. But it's not. It's his word. So it cannot fail. And we believe it with all of our hearts. So if you have a special need upon your heart, just raise your hand and say, Lord, do you know what it is? Meet the need. Help me tonight, Lord Jesus. That Father, just to drive that stake down a little bit further, Lord. For sure we want to be closer to you and be more like you, Lord. And it's just not a routine that we're asking. It's from our heart, Lord. And you know what our heart is, Lord. Father, may you meet each and every need. And as we go before the Lord, let's remember in our heart these prayer requests and the one sitting next to you. And as you pray, Lord, the one that's sitting next to me, Lord, meet their request. Amen. Give them faith, Lord, to believe it, to accept it. Amen. You're here, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
And we're going to reach out and touch you and grab a hold of you, Lord. And we ain't never letting go. We want you to be welcome to come with us tonight. What a privilege it is tonight, Lord, that we're going to meet you at your table, Lord.
Amen.
What a privilege and honor it is. Amen. In commemoration of, Lord, of what you did over 2,000 years ago. Lord, one of these days we're going to take it for the last time. And then we'll take it with you anew over there. It's coming. Now is the time. Now is the hour. We're making ourselves ready. So let's just sing our little song of prayer to him. Reach out and touch the Lord.
Reach out and touch the Lord. Just reach out and touch the Lord.
As he's passing by now, just reach out and touch someone's hand. His request of Brother Joseph has been made known before the Lord.
Amen.
Those that were unspoken, remember he's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Whatever you have need of, just ask me. I'm a witness to you tonight.
Amen.
He's never failed.
Amen.
If God thought it, our prophet spoke it.
Amen.
We believe it, and Amen. That settles it. In this congregation tonight, how many has been healed?
Amen.
Look at the hands.
Amen.
Look at the hands. Just say, thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Now you have a need for someone else. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. We've seen everything done. Now it's your time, and this is your night. Heavenly Father, what an honor it is to speak to you and to bring these requests to you, Lord. Those that is written here. Lord, I remember one time I wrote a prayer request. I laid it back on the pulpit, back on Daddy's desk. He came to the pulpit. He couldn't even make it out. The Lord, he just put his finger on the request.
Amen.
He said, Father, I can't even make the number out, but you go and you heal this one.
Amen.
And tonight, Lord, we stand in your house tonight with these requests, those that were spoken and those that were unspoken. And knowing, Lord, as we give up praise and worship and thanksgiving to you, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. And as these saints have their hands upon one another, and we bring them to you, Lord, may you move down each aisle, in and out each seat, and meet each one, Lord. And may when we gather again, that we'll have a praise report, a voice of a shout in the camp, Lord. That truly, Lord, you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. Bless this service. We ask in Jesus Christ's name, amen.
Thank you, Lord. Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find. Just reach out and touch the Lord as he goes.
Just one more time.
Oh, reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to
such an honor and privilege to be back here once again with each of you. Just looking forward to the message tonight and communion with each of you. And as Brother Joseph was talking earlier, I'm just so thankful that we know that voice. Amen. That honk. You know, I'm just a dumb sheep, but I know that voice. Amen.
My sheep know my voice and the path that I take. They follow wherever I go. My sheep know my voice and the come at my call, but a stranger's voice they do not know. They abide.
privilege to be in your presence this evening, Father, to be gathered together with the bride of Jesus Christ, to hear your word, Father. And Father, we're so appreciative of that word and that life that goes with it, Lord, Father. We just pray that you bless this offering. Bless those that give, those that cannot give. Bless those that are not here with us, that you'll be with them and help them. Speak to our hearts this evening, we pray, as we fellowship with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we ask. Amen.
My sheep know my voice, and the pastures agree. Where I lead them so often to feed. And my sheep know my voice, and the cool sparkling stream. Where beside its still waters I lean, my sheep know my voice, and day by day, and they abide in the fold, and grow.
Makes free. I'm standing on. me eternally by love's strong port. I'm overcoming daily with the Spirit's sword. Yes, I'm standing on the promises of God. Oh, yes, I'm standing, standing on the promises of God. Listening every moment to the Spirit's call, and I'm resting in my Savior as my all in all. I'm standing on the promises of God. Oh yes, I'm standing on the promises of God.
Consolation. Oh, the news of joy, resting in my Savior, secure in His arms. I just have to praise Him. He's worthy to be praised. I'm living child of the King, purchased by His blood, saved by His grace,
amen.
Filled with His love, pardoned and forgiven, with overcoming
that sang a long time ago, and I know we sang it at camp and in different places in different churches around the country, and it's, Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart, and Lord, I want to be like Jesus in my heart. I know that's my greatest desire, is to be more like Him. Amen. And Lord, I want to be a Christian in my heart.
Be like Jesus.
God is so good. God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. Our God is good. God is so
oh.
You may be seated. It's my privilege and honor once again tonight to invite our pastor, God's prophet, the seventh angel messenger, to come and bring us the message of eternal life. Jubilee year.
Amen.
For truly that's what we're at.
Amen.
In the time that we're living in the Jubilee year.
Amen.
Here's God's prophet, Brother Branham. God bless you.